The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
A very nice looking start to this Thursday. Sun coming up, blue skies. I was thinking yesterday, it really felt like a very early spring day. It was sunny and breezy, and we're starting to see all the signs of spring. I've been hearing more birds out in the yard, and so that's another sign that it's here. Forget the snowstorm tomorrow. We're not going to think about that right now. Kirsten Lyons is here to tell us about the Spring Charming Nature Walk coming up next week. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning. Thanks so much for allowing me to be here today.
Well, and I appreciate you coming because I think this is a great idea. We're so ready for spring now, right?
That's right. Yes, I'm ready for spring. The whole winter seemed like one big long spring, it's just continuing on and on. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we went for so many weeks and months without any snow on the ground, and so we were just looking at that gray grass and waiting for it to green up, and now we're starting to see things start to emerge from the ground, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're starting to see things sprout and grow, and we're also seeing some of those birds that you talk about returning, so they'll be, hopefully we'll see some during our Spring Charming Nature Walk at Goodells County Park.
So what is a Spring Charming Nature Walk?
So Spring Charming is, it's the season that we've all been waiting for, and it is charming. So we find, hopefully we'll find some birds or bird nests or evidence of other animals. So we'll search this. There's a natural area within Goodells County Park. I know everybody thinks of it as a farm-themed park, but there's lots of natural areas in the park, and this one in particular recently had mountain biking trails installed in it. And so now we're able to get to every part of this forested natural area within Goodells County Park. And it's really been interesting to walk these trails. And I want everybody else to experience that too. So
what are some of the things that you expect to see?
Well, we expect to see, hopefully we'll see some insects starting to fly. Hopefully we'll find some birds. One of the other things that it's really fun to explore this part of the park is because the composition of species of trees changes completely from one end of this section of woods to the other. So we'll go out and we'll explore what it looks like at the west end, which is it was more developed at one time, and the species are very different down there, and younger trees at that end, and then we'll explore the east end of the same section of woods, which has trees that are more representative of like a late successional forest, so oaks and maples and things down there.
This walk is being planned for a week from Saturday, so it's next weekend. It really reminds us how resilient this earth is when you see us go from very cold, frozen weather, even if you can talk about how mild this winter was. We've had snow and ice, and it's still out there. We're going to get more of it tomorrow, it looks like. But this stuff all will still persevere, won't it?
Yes, it will. Yeah. Yep. So we'll check out the section of woods at Goodells County Park next weekend. Saturday, there is the Farm Museum is hosting sleigh days, so it looks like this next snowstorm is going to be perfectly timed for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that should be a fun event.
Yeah, that's such a hard event to plan because you don't know when the snow is going to come when you start planning something like that, but it looks like they've lucked out. So
yeah, looks
that,
like
that'll be this weekend, sleigh days, and then we go right into spring next weekend. Do people need to register ahead of time for this?
No, you don't need to register for Spring Charming, the Nature Walk, next Saturday, March 18th. We'll start at 10 a.m. in the east parking lot, which is near the BMX track. And you'll see a bunch of people gathered up, and we'll head out from there.
It sounds like a great idea and a great time to reconnect with nature, which is something that I think everybody wants to do and is looking for unique ways to do it. We've got so many opportunities to do that here in St. Clair County, don't we?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what we find.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. Well, I hope you have fun, and I hope everybody enjoys it. And spring is definitely coming, isn't it?
It's coming.
All right. Kirsten, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
17 past 6 o'clock now here on WPHM.